When you need a friend, you can depend on me. Call if you need my assistance. There'll be no resistance. I'll be there in an instant.
Then in the spring of 93, Snoop met a kindred soul, a rising rap star named Tupac Shakur.
It was a beautiful thing. The friendship was genuine because I believe we were the same kind of people. You know, in the same place at the same time.
Everybody out here got cases and a real brain and real thug lives to match these thug records.
Like Snoop, Tupac was no stranger to trouble. He had grown up without a father, spent time behind bars, and found fame in rap. Tupac had a record deal, but Snoop thought he'd fit in well at Death Row.
I think stardom and trouble, you know, because we didn't have, you know, security, and I lived a gangbang lifestyle, and the lifestyle he lived, he had gangbangers with him, he had 40s with him, you know what I'm saying? So it was like the lifestyle we was living was, you know, it was wild and foul.
It would be another 2 years before Tupac would join Death Row.